Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. It will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And answer the poll question. Every week we ask a different question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. Rob is the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. We're talking about what it's going to take to get this economy turned around. And I'm saying, Rob, it's going to require small business owners to quit looking around saying, who's going to take the lead? When is the government going to help us? When is Wall Street going to do the right thing? When are big businesses going to give me more business? We're going to have to figure out a way. Rob, I'm convinced that if America is going to save itself, it's going to have to come. And I'm talking about politically and economically. It's going to have to come from Main Street. What do you think?
I think you're 100% right. And, you know, the interesting thing is, and you know that I feel very strongly about this, and I've written about this many times, the interesting thing is that while, you know, what you said about, like, the government stepping in to help out, I think there's not a business owner on this planet who's waiting for the government to come in and step out. Because, mm-hmm. A, we know it's not likely to happen. In fact, many times that the government does step in, it's the opposite effect.
That's right.
And we just don't have the time to wait to see if something will happen. So, you know, business owners, one of the reasons business owners became business owners is because they want to take things into their own hands, and that's what's going to happen. The economy is certainly not helping any. And while I'm like any other entrepreneur, I'm an optimist, I'm not very optimistic about, you know, where the economy is going to be going over the next year or two. So the question is as a business owner of your particular business, what can you do to get things going again, to get something more than 1 or 2% growth, if not turn around your shrinking business?
What do you think they have? What do you think they need to do?
Well, you know, one of the things I'm hearing a lot, although I'm hearing it for several reasons, and I'm seeing this, is that I see a number of businesses that are going out and acquiring competitors. And the thought is, there's a number of things driving this. It's not just the economy. Well, actually, it is. The economy has caused a lot of people over the past few years. A bunch of people out there are saying, you know what? I'm tired. I can't keep doing this anymore. I have a business, and it's not that they don't want to keep working anymore, or in many cases have to keep working, but they want to. They don't want to do the whole business owner thing. And you know how hard that is, day in and day out, and dealing with all of that. So I know many businesses that are acquiring companies, usually for not a lot of cash up front, and through earnouts and things like that. And the business owner that's selling is happy with getting a salary and not having to worry about a lot of things. So that's one thing I'm
saying. One thing for sure is it's worth looking around, isn't it? I mean, if you've got a little bit of critical mass, if your balance sheet and your ability to get credit is not compromised, it's sure worth looking around for those competitors. Or maybe, you know what, Rob, maybe not even a direct competitor. Maybe somebody who's in a symbiotic type of business, a homogeneous, you know, something could be a kind of a homogeneous fit. Maybe that's, you know, it doesn't have to be a direct competitor, just another way of adding revenue without having to create it on your own, and maybe even consolidate some administrative. What do you think?
I agree with that. There are some companies that are trying to go a little bit more vertical. I mean, to be quite frank with you, that's one of the things we're looking to do. We're trying to create new lines of business that we're of services that our existing customers need right now. Now, you said something about, you know, having a good credit, good credit rating, good credit score. I don't think that the banks are going to be, if you're going to be buying a service business, I think it'd be hard pressed to find a bank that's going to finance that.
Well, notice I didn't say that you would do that, but I do believe that it's more difficult. much more difficult. If you've got a an ailing balance sheet and you're having a tough time with your own, you know, with your own credit obligations, it's going to be tough to look to expanding through acquisition to save you, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's certainly a lot harder. The good news is that although they're not going to be receptive to it maybe the first time you ask, a lot of business owners are going to be open to selling based on some sort of earnout. But again, I said the first time you ask, they're going to probably kick you out of their office. Leave them your card. Say, look, didn't mean any no disrespect here, but in 6 months, if things change, you might change your mind. You know, please give me a call.
Well, you know, a great way to do it is just to start out by getting to know them, just to go by and visit with them. Don't even make any overtures. Just, hey, you know, I just want to introduce myself.
You know what I'm seeing a lot of roundtables. I'm seeing a lot of people using roundtables as opportunities to either do that or actually just for marketing purposes. Get a bunch of people together, whether they're your customers, they could be your competitors. And it's amazing what happens when CEOs get together. Of course, you know, we all have our own special language, which most people on the outside don't seem to understand.
Right.
But when you get CEOs together in somewhat of a structured, moderated way, it's incredible the type of discussion they can go back and forth and the ideas that you can take away. And, of course, that's a great way to build relationships, whether it's for a customer or somebody that you want to eventually acquire, or maybe you want to be acquired yourself.
Right. We're going to take a quick break. Rob, give us the website before we go.
nyreport.com.
That's where they can find the current issue. And by the way, folks, his magazine is a print magazine, the New York Enterprise Report, but also a lot of good stuff online. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.